started to remember. I started to relive the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury!
Quang 3, 1967. That's where my brain got scarred.
Ah, not by shrapnel, but by what I saw. And so as I lay there on that beach that day, and people were running by, I didn't see them as defenseless bathers on the holiday. To me, they looked like the enemy running messages to and fro. That's when I reached underneath the beach blanket. I pulled out my M16. I sat there looking around. Estelle was gone. She must have gone for some hot dogs. I stood up with that M16. There was some old retired cop on the beach there, working on the beach patrol. He came wheezing over to me. He said, "Hey, son, what are you doing with that on the beach?" I stitched him up before he could even... clear leather. I stitched him right across his ponderous belly. The other bathers looked. They saw what was going on. They said, "My God, it's a madman." But to me, it sounded like the enemy shouting commands for regrouping, for beating us on our flanks. So I just kicked that thing to full auto and I held it down. I held it down. I cut it down. Yes. Remembering, my eyes glazed. Unknowing, I stood there smelling the quartite. Was silent, and then I took careful aim and blew away the volleyball. I knew that I had to get back to my unit, back to my group. Just then a bus pulled up of senior citizens out for a day at the beach. To me it looked like a tanker. To me it looked like an armored personnel carrier. That's when I reached into my picnic basket and pulled out my bazooka. I put that thing on my shoulder and buddy, I let fly. That bus flipped upside down. There were orthopedic shoes everywhere. The smell of burning noxzema in the air. As I stood there and went around mopping up. Mopping up! One by one, I'd take care of the twitches. And then when I was out of ammo, like we used to say in the French Foreign Legion, a la bayonet! And so I skewered bather after bather. Until finally I sat back down on my blanket, trembling with sweat. My eyes cleared, and suddenly I realized what I had done. I lit a Camel with trembling hand, and sure enough, Estelle came stepping over the bodies, holding a couple of dogs with a soda balanced between her elbows. She looked at me, she looked around, she said, "Having a bit of a setback, are we?" I said, "A bit." She said, "Here's your dog." I said, "Thank you." She said, "You want some oil on your back?" I said, "I would like that. Yes, very much. Thank you." And so, we figured the best attack, rather than run away, rather than look guilty about it, we just stayed there, figuring we could make believe that some madman had come to the beach, cut everybody down, and we escaped miraculously unscathed. So we went back on the blanket, and I was reading the paper back for a while, but I finally said, "Estelle, let's get out of here." She said, "What's the matter? Can't you stand the sight of what you've done?" I said, "No, the buzzing of all the flies is starting to get on my nerves."